MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, October 14, 2025. A Trump law may cost the state nearly $500 million, and the Great Marsh Brewery in Essex is to be offered at auction. Showers, wind, mid-50s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 6.09 p.m. Christian Wade reports that a left-leaning policy group is urging the Healey administration and state lawmakers to opt out of several new federal laws enacted as part of Donald Trump's tax cut and policy bill to help offset the looming fiscal hit to the state's coffers. The Massachusetts Budget and Policy Center says corporate tax changes tucked into Trump's so-called One Big Beautiful Bill propose a significant threat to the state budget, and that Beacon Hill must proactively protect its own fiscal stability by opting out of five costly and regressive corporate tax provisions of the new federal law. If policies don't act, the state's tax collections could take a $463 million hit this fiscal year alone, with deeper losses going forward, according to the group. Stephen Hagen writes in the Gloucester Times, the owner of Great Marsh Brewing Company on the Causeway in Essex is putting the property up for auction next week. Online bidding for the property begins at noon on October 22 and closes at noon October 29. Information for the auction that is being conducted by the Maine-based Transon Auction Properties can be found at transon.com/AP25089. Brokers are being welcomed, and tours of the brewery at 99 and 103 Main Street are being scheduled by appointment. The auction is an owner auction, not a bank auction, Great Marsh Brewing Company owner and head brewmaster John Collins of Hamilton stressed. Although the restaurant at the brewery has been closed for more than a year, the main bar upstairs remains open 4 to 8 p.m. Fridays, noon to 8 p.m. Saturdays, and noon to 7 p.m. Sundays. More news after this break.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
Caitlin D. writes in the Newburyport Daily News, the Salisbury Beach Partnership is getting ready for a night full of spooky fun and creative costumes at their Rockin' Halloween Costume Ball on October 25. Anyone age 21 or older can don their scariest, silliest, or most innovative costumes and join the partnership at Blue Ocean Music Hall for an evening of festive fundraising. Reserved seating tickets will be sold for $30, with an additional $3 charge on the day of the event. Proceeds from the ticket sales will go toward the partnership's fireworks and concert series at Salisbury Beach throughout the summer. And itemlive.com reporter Zach Laird reports Swampscott's new town administrator, Nick Connors, who stepped into the role on October 6, says he plans to make an impact in the community by working collaboratively with various departments, boards, and committees to better understand its needs and challenges. Connors previously served as the assistant town administrator for the town of Milton. Before his time in Milton, Connors also worked as the principal for Breakwater Public Affairs, as well as the deputy commissioner for public affairs, policy, and administration for the Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, there are just a handful of unbeaten high school football teams remaining on the North Shore. They're St. John's Prep, Marblehead, North Reading, and Amesbury. Over the weekend, the Prep beat BC High 35-0. The Eagles football team continues to be the number one ranked team in the MIAA D1 rankings, as the team's defense continues to improve. This is Eagles coach Brian St. Pierre.
I think defensively, I liked our whole defensive mindset for the week. I thought our linebackers continue to play well. Bo Minogue had another big game, fumble recovery and an interception. Connor Quigley, at the other inside backer was very solid. Alex Terese, as always, at outside linebacker was great. And I think our secondary is playing a lot better, much improved from earlier in the year. So that was all really good to see. I think Aaron Radke and Maxwell Parent at the safety positions have applied themselves, and it's made us a better defense.
And St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. Marblehead topped Beverly 35-14 over the weekend. It was North Reading 35-6 over Essex Tech, and Amesbury blanked Hamilton Wenham 45-0. The Masconomet football team topped Danvers 43-7 with a monster game turned in by Jack Fabiano. He rushed for 123 yards while scoring 3 touchdowns. Senior quarterback Drew Gustafson threw for 270 yards, with receiver Carl Weidman catching 9 passes for 122 yards. Masco will host Beverly Friday night under the lights. Also this past weekend, Swampscott upset Gloucester 28-22, handing the Fishermen their first loss of the year. The Big Blues' Noah Bascon had a 90-yard kickoff return score, and Will Bush rushed for 2 TDs, while quarterback John Varbarta threw for 193 yards. The Bruins lost 4-3 to Tampa Bay last night. It was the Bruins' first loss of the season after opening with 3 straight wins. That was an afternoon game, not a night game. Bruins open a road trip out west later this week. The Patriots, winners of 3 straight games, play Sunday in Tennessee against the Titans. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.